There it is. There's the button.
He's new here.
And there it is. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Welcome, welcome. 6:08 right now. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I will be clearing my throat maybe throughout the morning because apparently, you know how when you take things in that you're meant to swallow, but they go down the proverbial wrong pipe?
Yes.
So that means it went into your lungs.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think my lungs like Metamucil.
Lungs don't need fiber. Apparently,
I thought fiber was good for you, but apparently the lungs disagree.
Details. Okay.
Gosh. Man. It's almost like a violent thing, isn't it? Like the lungs are going, we don't want this in here. I go, yeah.
That's kind of what they do.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk to the throat and make sure it, you know, the right valve is on or off at the right time, you know? Yeah. Come on, man. Don't worry, it'll all be AI will fix it all.
Yeah, right. You'll never notice.
You just plug yourself in.
Yeah.
I already do that now with a CPAP machine, right?
Yep.
Every night I go.
Sounds just like Darth
Luke.
Vader.
I am the father. Never gets old, man.
I think you said the line correctly, too, didn't you? What did you just say?
Luke, I'm not your father?
No. What did you say?
Luke, I'm your father?
That's a line that people get wrong.
Luke, anyway, you're a lefty weirdo. Shut your pie hole.
Nah, see, that's the most accurate one of all time.
Mark Hamill?
I wish he would.
Shut your trap.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I knew it was something like, what's the line? Luke, I am your father.
Is that the Metamucil?
Luke, I am part cat, and I'm your father, and I'm choking on a hairball.
Apparently the line really is, no, I am your father, not Luke, I am your father.
No, I am your father.
You know, the boss is listening, he's like, what is wrong with you guys? What are you doing? It's not even Friday yet. But it is early. And it is up.
Well, I won't make the mistake of saying it's a slow news day.
Oh, no.
Because I said that once before and buildings fell. So.
Yes.
Yeah, not because of me. It just reminds me of that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. What do we have? Oh, Trump team pauses new student visa interviews as it weighs expanding social media vetting. Yeah. Heck yeah. Again.
But
we should never be embarrassed to vet and be careful about who we allow into our country, period. We should never be embarrassed by that. No. We should never feel funny. We should never go, oh, sorry about that. No. Every country is serious about their security. Why wouldn't we be?
And social media is a great way to figure out what somebody's really all about because they'll put it out there.
Yes.
Everybody does it, and I don't mean that like everybody does it. It's like, no, that is a way of doing a little investigative
one
work.
One way, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
The Trump administration is weighing requiring all foreign students applying to study in the United States to undergo social media vetting, a significant expansion of previous such efforts, according to a cable obtained by Politico. You know, let's just think about this for 1 minute. Take a step back. Mommy, Daddy, think foreign accent. Mommy, Daddy, I want to go to school in the United States because they have great parties. I mean, because I think it would be a really good cultural experience for me. And, you know, to get into the school, what do you got to do? Bunch of paperwork? Take a bunch of tests? Write an essay? I really want to go to your school because I grew up in a very poor neighborhood in Sri Lanka. Whatever, right? In other words, is the college vetting you to see if you are a good applicant for their school? How dare the school decide who gets in? Isn't that interesting? All these schools of higher learning, they've had no problem with setting the bar high. I mean, it's not always that the smartest, best students get in either. They play all kinds of games, but they're definitely vetting people. But if the government does it, oh, well, you can't do that.
Well, clarify, Bob, if the Trump administration does it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you see, mm-hmm. if you let some bozo into your school, worst thing will happen is he's going to go to your statistic, you know, he flunked out.
Yeah.
Whereas if the United States, if we let him in and he turns out he's a terrorist, there's a lot worse things that can happen in terms of national security, much worse than flunking out. Mm. I know there's a better word for it. I just can't remember what it is. If I could remember it, maybe I wouldn't have flunked out.
See the pattern.
So the Trump administration, they're doing what they're supposed to do. Protect Americans?
Yep.
What a novel idea, right? In preparation for such required vetting, the administration is ordering U.S. embassies and consular sections to pause scheduling new interviews for such student visa applicants. That, according to the cable, dated Tuesday and signed by Secretary of State Marco Rubio. So this is not an outrageous thing, but the left will attempt to do that. SpaceX's ninth test flight of its Starship spacecraft launched yesterday from the company's Starbase facility in Texas. It ended in failure shortly after liftoff. The mission aimed to deploy 8 Starlink simulator satellites and test the vehicle's reentry system with 100 removed heat shield tiles. Elon Musk posted on X. He said, Starship made it to the scheduled ship engine cutoff, so big improvement over last flight. Also, no significant loss of heat shield tiles during ascent. Yeah. Yeah, the ship blows up, and they're like, hey, look at the bright side.
The tile stayed on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that glue worked.
Hmm. Like, okay.
Perspective, right?
No, as long as, you know,
yeah.
nobody's hurt, it's it's only money. The SpaceX Starship rocket launches from Texas. This was one that was launched. Yeah, that's the same one that was launched yesterday. And Mission Control lost contact with the upper stage of the Starship as it leaked fuel, spun out of control, made an uncontrolled re-entry after flying halfway around the world, and likely disintegrated over the Indian Ocean. Ah. Yeah, the heat of re-entry tears that stuff up pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
It's another setback in some ways, but they always learn from their mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
If only us humanoids could do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So how many people are on drugs? Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, legal drugs.
Oh,
that the doctor gives you.
I see what you're saying.
Help you lose weight.
That crowd.
Apparently it's a lot of people, but then you look at it from a different perspective, and it's really not a lot of people. I'll explain that and, well, everything else that I tell you about, okay? It's all coming your way. Remember, we tell you what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We also tell you what it means.
That's
what we do.
I like that.
That's how we roll.
We should do that.
Yeah, I came up with that.
Wow, you're a genius.
I held a focus group.
Oh.
You're listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Howdy.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy, party.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, we're going to rope up some doggies.
Little doggies?
I don't care if they're little doggies or big doggies. We're going to throw rope on them.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. Good morning and welcome, 8621. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Canada. Welcome to the U.S. State number 51.
What?
51.
What are you talking about?
And it's actually going to be spelled 51.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know.
Like 50 Cent?
Yeah, I wanted to be kind of hip and cool, you know?
Right, okay.
Yeah, they have a trade.
Yeah.
You want to be in the Golden Dome? Yeah.
Oh.
You want to be under a protection that we are offering you? Huh? You're going to be the 51st state. That's how it works. And I make you an offer you can't refuse.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, well, it's one of the kind of theories being floated around. Now, you don't have to be the 51st state, and we'll still give you the Golden Dome, but give, no, not for free. Yeah, cometh with casheth.
Yes.
Or something like that. Mm. All right, different subject altogether. The White House has lost confidence in a Pentagon leak investigation. Remember some of the folks working for Pete Hegseth? Remember that whole,
yeah.
Why did you dial this bozo's number from the Atlantic?
Uh-huh.
This leak investigation that the White House is losing confidence in, it's, you know, Pete Hegseth used to justify firing three top aides last month after advisors were told that the aides had supposedly been outed by illegal, warrantless National Security Agency wiretaps.
Whoa.
Yeah. NSA wiretaps. Here's how it goes. Hey, yo, Pete, you don't know me, you don't need to know me. I work for NSA. Look, you got a couple of dirty dogs working for you, and I'm just giving you a heads up. And if you tell anybody where this came from, I'll deny it. If you do it again, I'm going to shave your pretty little head, all right? So the extraordinary explanation alarmed the advisors, obviously, and it also raised questions people close to J.D. Vance, because such a wiretap would almost certainly be unconstitutional and an even bigger scandal than a number of leaks. But the advisors found the claim to be untrue and complained that they were being fed dubious information by Hegseth's personal lawyer, Tim Parlatore.
I knew there was a Parlatore in there.
Who had been asked with to oversee the whole investigation. The episode is recounted by four people familiar with the matter, marked the most extraordinary twist in the investigation examining the leak of an alleged top secret document that outlined options for U.S. military to reclaim the Panama Canal to a reporter. So this isn't that the leak I specifically was referring to. This is an additional one. But is the wiretap, is that a true story? Was it illegal? Because they're saying, well, some advisors said the claim's untrue.
You don't know what to believe these days, do you? I mean, seriously.
And this is in an administration that I think, by and large, we trust, certainly would like to trust.
Sure.
And yet, what is it once you get into D.C.? You get into the Beltway, inside the Beltway?
Yeah.
Don't drink the water!
Yeah.
Don't drink it!
For sure.
What does it do?
I don't know.
Well, listen, we'll follow that one up. Again, these games of information, disinformation, and trying to find the truth and truth tellers is becoming a more challenging task with each passing day. Kind of like trying to lose weight these days, huh?
Yeah.
Gosh, everything is bad for you. Don't eat that, hyper-refined foods. Exercise more and more. Still, you're fat. You're bloated. You know, insulin resistant. All that. So, here comes science. Hey, science, what you got? Well, if you take this shot, you'll lose weight. What could be better? More than 2% of Americans are taking the blockbuster class of GLP-1. This is basically Ozempic and all the others with the similarity. Semaglutide, is that how you say it? It's in here somewhere. But you get the idea. You know what it is. All right. You know what I found interesting? So there's kind of an alarm. Like, hey, everybody's on this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, not everybody is on it. And like 2% of Americans are taking it. 2% of 340 million people, whatever. That's a lot.
It is.
However, how many of those people are obese? There's more than 2%.
Yeah.
So, why this data would even matter, the data from FAIR, this is a health group or whatever, of over 51 billion commercial health care claim records shows the explosion in the use of drugs specifically for weight loss, roughly half of all users. 4% of Americans were taking these drugs in 2024 for either overweight, obesity, or type 2 diabetes. That was the original approved use. So the data still shows a lot of patients that are overweight or obese, and there is treatment available. But again, side effects? Absolutely. And you can't minimize those things. But the long-term effects of obesity, especially morbid obesity, those are not good either. And you talk about side effects, it opens you up to a whole host of diseases. It is 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a whole lot more to talk about, including wokeness, and wokey. It's all coming your way. Did I mention that it's a happy hump day, Trump day? Because it is. Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump day on 97.3 The Sky. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 6:39. Santa Ono's coming to town. Looks like he'll be the new presidente of University of Florida. He's got to go through what, the Board of Regents? Other than that, it's a done deal. Is that the final say, I think? Yeah. And but it looks like it's a done deal. So congratulations, President. Oh, no, you don't. No, I don't know much about him.
It seems to be a mixed bag of reaction out there in the public. A lot of folks think he's pretty much on the lib side. Some say not so much. Some pondering, will he get along with the governor? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, hopefully it'll all work out. Here's what we do now. Gator, girls, softball. Go into the World Series, nice. And they will start things off tomorrow at noon, ESPN. So that will coincide rather perfectly.
Very cool.
With my nap.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Yes. So I can fall asleep watching a little bit of it and wake up to the rest of it.
Sounds like a plan.
It's a perfect, I've got it laid out perfectly.
Sounds like, yeah.
But then the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, so there's that. But we'll see. Hopefully. Oh, yeah. I'm Hunter Biden, and I want to sell you some art.
No. He's back? What?
His, well, possible remnants of Hunter could be back in the news.
Oh, I know. Now I understand.
The FBI has reopened their probe into the bag of cocaine discovered by Secret Service agents in the White House. That was under Joe Biden, 2023. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino confirmed that the probe has been reopened in the interest of exposing public corruption.
Ooh.
Shortly after swearing in, the director and I evaluated a number of cases of potential public corruption that, understandably, have garnered public interest. We made a decision to either reopen or push additional resources and investigate and give attention to these cases. Bongino said that the cocaine case would be reopened along with a leak of the Supreme Court Dobbs decision prior to the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Remember that one?
Yep.
These cases are in the D.C. pipe bombing investigation, the cocaine discovery at the prior administration's White House, the leak of the Supreme Court Dobbs case. I received requested briefings on these cases weekly, and we are making progress. If you have any investigative tips on these matters that may assist us, then please contact the FBI. It was a Secret Service that announced in July of 23 that agents discovered the cocaine near the entrance to the White House's West Wing. They were unable to determine the owner's identity. Really?
Nobody went to the lost and found and said, hey, I seem to have lost a little bit of my cocaine.
Well, or in a more serious way, I mean, what about DNA? Mm-hmm. Did they have gloves on? I kind of doubt it.
It's probably true.
So why couldn't they just have easily done that? I mean, it is the White House. It is the Secret Service. I mean, they do have, yes. They could fast track things.
Mm-hmm. Unless told otherwise.
On July 12th, the Secret Service received the FBI's laboratory results, which did not develop latent fingerprints and insufficient DNA was present for investigative comparisons. Okay. Really insufficient DNA.
You tried.
I mean, like I said, that's going through the FBI's labs. They're pretty high tech. Therefore, the Secret Service is not able to compare evidence against the known pool of individuals. The FBI's evaluation of the substance also confirmed that it was cocaine, which Greg needs some of.
What?
You're yawning.
Yeah, I was.
I'm doing a story on cocaine, and he's yawning. Like,
That's why I turned off my microphone, so you wouldn't hear it.
President Trump, as well as several conservative influencers, speculated the cocaine could have belonged to Joe's son, Hunter, due to his known history of drug addiction. Maybe they had difficulty coming up with the DNA effectively because maybe several people had handled it. You know, they're passing it around.
Oh.
Like, is the old man speaking today? I need a pick-me-up. How about you? Heck yeah.
Wow.
Pass that. Stuff a lot. Yeah,
nice. Hey, listen. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
No, it's not.
That's the sad part.
That was such a terrible thing because, you know, those bins are very loaded up with, well, they're not clean. They have hundreds of even thousands of fingerprints, and when they went to look at it, it was absolutely stone cold wiped dry. Wow.
Oh, that's a whole other thing then.
Yes, it is.
Huh.
So, yeah, it was clean. It cleaned up, wiped dry the area.
Had Hillary been there doing a little wiping, cleaning, you think, maybe, with a cloth?
Dishcloth?
Could be.
It is possible.
They brought her in as the cleaning crew. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder.
There's all kinds of directions we could go in that one. But we won't, at least not right now. All right. The government's policies, are they up for sale? A Democrat is asking that question. I will lay it out and explain that one best that I can do. I mean, when it's a Democrat that says it, you know what I mean? It is 6:45. Good morning. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got a lot to talk about, including Elon Musk not really happy, or at least somewhat disappointed with the BBB, the Big Beautiful Bill. We'll get into that in a bit. Also, you've got this Democrat Senator, Jeff Merkley, out of Oregon. So, yeah, I mean, he's from Oregon. He's a Democrat. He's a senator. He's probably a little on the kooky side, you know? Yeah. And basically made another, you know, it's ridiculous statement on CNN. Discussing the president hosting a dinner for the top 220 investors in his cryptocurrency, Senator Merkley said, "We know that 17 of the 25 individuals who bought the most of these coins, they bought them on foreign exchanges. So it's very likely they are foreign individuals or foreign corporations or perhaps foreign corporations tied to foreign governments." Which is very interesting because I wonder how much Merkley knows about this kind of thing. And if he did, I wonder how outspoken he was when China was behind some of the companies that, wanted to do battery deals with the Ford Motor Company and others. Some of the shell companies that the Biden family business operated under. I mean, he seems like he's got a good, good sniffer for this kind of thing.
But does he have a real fair perspective on who he wants to call out?
Yeah, well, depends on your definition of fair.
Good point. Yeah.
He said the head of one company, Freight Technology, said, I bought 2 million of these coins, and I'm going to try to buy 20 million because it's the access and influence to change trade policy between Mexico and the United States of America. And we know in his other crypto venture, we have a situation where a government official from the UAE is actually the CEO of the MGM company that bought $2 billion of his other crypto coin. And what did they want? They wanted AI chips in UAE. And what did they get? Last week, they got a commitment for those AI chips in UAE, the United Arab Emirates. So everywhere you look, everyone's acknowledging that this is government policy up for sale. And here's where he really made me fall off my rocker.
Okay.
We've never seen this in the United States of America. It's a foreign government. It's a violation of our Constitution. I must say it's a violation of the whole spirit. No matter if it's foreign corporations, foreign individuals, private individuals, paying for the president for access. Wow. Have you looked at a White House log ever in your entire life?
It's interesting sometimes.
There is access to any given sitting president of the United States. It has been this way forever. Doesn't mean it's okay. Doesn't mean it's right. Doesn't mean just because you can have access means you have influence. Now, if you have access and you state a good case and you have a level of expertise, perhaps a good president will give it some thought and may act on that information or the body of information in which they have absorbed, including but not limited to somebody who bought a couple of coins.
Five words come to mind.
Yes.
The first three, Biden crime family. And the other two are Clinton Foundation.
How dare you?
I know. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it couldn't have been more obvious that the foundation thing was really, that was like bizarre world that they had the
broke.
Same.
Remember, they were broke.
The foundation was like in the same office building complex as Hillary's Secretary of State. And it's like, you want to meet with me? First, you go through that door. Mm-hmm. Oh, but that takes me to that foundation thing. Yeah. Welcome to the Shakedown Cruise. Okay.
Oh, man.
This is where we gently put you in a strap, turn you upside down, and then shake vigorously, and whatever falls out goes to the foundation. Then you can have your meeting with Hillary.
Right.
You see how that works? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah. Hey, Senator Merkley, you go get him, Deputy Dog. You're all over it. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He should be some sort of a forensic auditor.
Maybe he could find out whose cocaine that was.
Yeah, maybe. Why does the evidence keep getting smaller and smaller? I don't know. Trump's big, beautiful bill. More on that coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day.